Passport to Romance. Mutual presents Mitzi Green and Lawrence Brooks, stars from two current Broadway musicals, in the new radio musical play, Passport to Romance. A half-hour cruise with a cargo of love and laughter and song. We'd like you to meet Mitzi Green herself.
This is Mitzi Green herself. Eight times a week on Broadway, I'm in Billion Dollar Baby. But once a week in your home, I'll be Nancy Sparks, the heroine of Passport to Romance. And playing opposite me is my good friend, Lawrence Brooks. Larry?
Hi, everybody. Me you'll be hearing is Chuck Piper, a somewhat different guy from Edvard Grieg, whom I play eight times a week in Song of Norway. Now, come along with us on this half-hour holiday as Mutual presents Mitzi Green as Nancy Sparks.
And Lawrence Brooks as Chuck Piper.
In
Passport to Romance.
Ready now. Our ship is waiting and our story is impatient to begin. The scene is New York. The place, a crowded dock at the waterfront, where a huge luxury liner, the SS Harmonia, lies proudly at her pier as passengers hurry aboard in the last few minutes before she sails. Listen, that's the Harmonia calling now.
Passengers for SS Harmonia this way, please. SS Harmonia this way. Have your tickets ready, please. SS Harmonia this way.
And SS Harmonia, here I come.
Chuck.
Yeah, Fred?
For the 57th time, why?
Why what?
Well, why are you shipping on this gold-plated scow as a steward?
Because I like stewarding. Well,
that's what you said the first 56 times.
Well, I like the sea air.
Oh, come off it. The Army gave you plenty of sea air back and forth from Europe. And now that you're discharged...
I want a job.
Well, natch, but I told you I'd get you a start on our paper. I already spoke to the city editor and...
Fred, I suppose I should tell you now.
Oh, you could wait till I bust a blood vessel.
I'm shipping as a steward because I can sing.
Oh, I see. I suppose if you could dance, you'd ship as a stoker.
Fred, think. Who else is going on this ship? Who's been featured in all the ads for this cruise?
Oh, you mean Guy Glenwood and his Glenwood guys.
Right. Glenwood and his band are going to be aboard.
So what?
So that's why I'm going. Come on, let's pick up my bags and get going.
Let's not until my head stops whirling. Look, Chuck, what in the world is Glenwood's band...
Look, Fred, I want a singing job. It's what I've always wanted to do.
Well, that's nothing to be ashamed of, in itself. Matter of fact, I remember you sing pretty well.
If I don't try it now, I never will. And I want to try it with Glenwood's band. Ever since he played our camp on a USO tour, I knew that if I sing, it's with him.
Logical enough so far, my son. But why the job as a steward?
Oh, because Glenwood's on board and I want an audition with him.
You mean that's... But wouldn't it have been much simpler just to ask him for an audition?
That's a laugh. I never got past his manager's manager. But I thought in all the months we're at sea...
At sea? I see.
Sooner or later I'll get to him, and I'll make him listen. Come on, I've got to get aboard now. Will you help me with that bag?
Lead on, my saltwater Sinatra.
We go up this gangplank.
Ticket, please.
Employees pass, sir. My friend here is just helping me with the bags.
Right. Turn left up there and use the aft hatch. Your quarters are on deck E.
Thank you, sir. This way, Fred. Hey, there's Glenwood and his band now. They're playing on the promenade deck until the ship leaves. Come on.
At your heels, Sahib. Hey, Chuck.
Yeah?
Maybe you don't remember, but Glenwood made the papers a few weeks ago when he fired his vocalist. It was quite a fuss.
Oh, yes. He used to have a torch singer with the band, Carol Meadows. I remember.
Yeah. And I think he said then that he'd never hire another singer.
Yeah, I believe he did say something of the kind.
And yet you still insist on this crazy scheme of yours.
Yes, I can convince him. And you'll be the first one to hear the news by cable.
Okay, okay. Which way to the booby hatch?
You mean the aft hatch.
Have it your own way.
Follow me. You see, Fred, I figure it this way.
Hey, watch out!
Ouch! Oh, my instep.
Oh, I beg your pardon, miss. I'm awfully sorry.
Are you all right, Nancy?
More or less, just slightly trampled.
Honest, there ought to be a law. People who don't watch where they're going ought to be put where they're watching.
Now, Peggy, never mind. It's all right.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Really,
think nothing of it. Just keep practicing, and someday you will be able to walk with your eyes shut.
Well, gee, won't you please let me help you or something?
Don't bother. Will you take that other bag, Peggy? Let's go below.
Gosh,
did he hurt you, dear?
I just
scraped my shins. What do you think of a big, clumsy goof like that?
I think he had nice eyes.
Well, for heaven's sake already.
Big brown ones. Sort of like a scolded spaniel.
Spaniel? Good grief. Maybe it's not safe for you to take this trip alone.
I wonder whether I'll be manicuring his nails.
I don't know. And I don't know why you're manicuring anybody's nails. You had a nice job plugging songs with me at the department store.
I've told you, Peggy. I want a chance to sing for Guy Glenwood.
Oh, yes, you've told me. But I still don't understand. You had a good job. You had a wonderful fiancé.
Oh, Peggy, please don't bring that up. Ira's nice, but he keeps wanting to get married. I want a career first.
Well, what does Ira think of you working as a manicurist in a ship's barbershop?
Ira doesn't think. He's just nice. Besides, he doesn't know yet. He won't get my letter till we've sailed. Let's see. This is E deck. Oh, I guess my cabin's this way.
I'm right behind you. Nancy, do you think you'll ever really get a chance to sing for Glenwood?
I'm going to keep trying, and I've got months to try in. That's why I took this job.
But you know how he feels about vocalists. He fired that girl. What's her name?
Carol Meadows.
And he said he'd never hire another singer.
Sister, you're looking at the girl who'll make Glenwood change his mind. Oh, here, E42. This is my room.
Nancy, what is it? Look down the hall. See who's going into that room down there.
Spaniel.
Huh?
I mean that fella. I guess we're on the same floor.
That's quite a guess.
Well, let's not just stand here. Let's go in.
Well, here you are, Chuck. This is your cabin.
Say, Fred, did you see down the hall?
Oh, the girl you stepped on.
Gee, her cabin's right on this deck. Maybe we can get to be friends.
Yeah, just step on her every day till she says something nice to you. Well, Chuck, this is where you live.
Golly, it's not very large, is it?
It's gigantic compared to the bunk we shared in the Army transport. However, if you don't like, it's not too late to back out.
Not me. I'm seeing this through. I'm stewarding till I get my Glenwood audition, and then I'm making good. Hey, listen to his band. Wait till I open this porthole. Oh, brother, are they smooth?
Not bad. What's the name of that number? It's pretty.
The best things in life are free.
Huh?
It goes like this.
The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine. Love can come to everyone. The best things in life are free. The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me. The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine, and love can come to everyone. The best things in life are free.
Not bad, Chuck. Not bad at all.
Sorry, Fred. Didn't mean to sing at you.
Well, just do as well as that with Glenwood, if you ever get to Glenwood.
All ashore that's going ashore.
That's my cue. I've got to shove off. Or rather, you do, so I'll be leaving.
Thanks for everything, Fred. You've been swell.
Well, I haven't done anything except try to hinder you. I think you're screwy. Well, there's no law against wishing a screwy guy luck.
All ashore that's going ashore.
So long,
all
Chuck.
Ashore,
drop me a line, even if you only throw it overboard in a bottle.
So long, Fred, and thanks a million.
All ashore that's going ashore.
Well, Peggy, I guess you have to go now.
Nancy, honey, you're sure you're going to be all right?
Of course. Captains don't flog their crews anymore, especially the manicurists.
Well, if you're sure. And suppose Mr. Plummet asks about you.
Ira, tell him I'll write.
I guess that's about all, then. Goodbye, honey. And I hope you get your audition with Glenwood, and I hope you land the job. If not, I'll see you at the music counter.
Just hope for the audition. I'll take care of the rest.
So long, Nancy, dear.
Goodbye, Peggy.
Oh, and bon voyage!
Well, SS Harmonia, here we go. That's Glenwood's band now. Gee, that song. Oh, it's just what I needed. Maybe if I open this porthole, I can hear... Oh, it's good.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see.
Bluebirds singing a song, nothing but bluebirds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
Piper?
Yes, sir?
You've been a steward now for 2 days.
Yes, sir.
I've been one for 20 years.
Yes, sir.
May I presume to offer you some advice?
Oh, of course, sir.
Thank you. Good of you.
Oh, that's all right. That is, yes, sir.
First, cabin A33 reports that when you entered his cabin, he was practicing his golf swing and you advised him on the way to hold his mashie.
Well, A33 was swinging from the outside in. A33 is a dub.
You're the dub. A33 is a passenger, and you're only a steward. The passenger is always right.
Oh, is he?
Second, A41 reports that he was dictating a letter when you entered his cabin, and you corrected his grammar.
But, sir, an intransitive verb always takes the predicate nominative.
Not A41's intransitive verbs. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
You may, with practice, make an acceptable steward. But on your toes, Piper, on your toes. Not on somebody else's.
I'll try, sir.
Very good. That will be all for today.
Yes, sir. Oh, Chief.
Yes?
Chief, do I have to wear this monkey suit, this uniform, when I'm not on duty?
Not so long as you keep to your own deck. You may change inside.
Oh, thank heaven. Much obliged, sir. Much obliged. What a day, what a day. I think I'll just run down these stairs and...
Oh, no, you don't. Not this time. I'm learning how to dodge you.
Gosh, I'm sorry. Every time I get near these stairs, I always seem to run into you.
Literally.
I don't know what it is. I don't step on other people.
Oh, I am flattered.
Oh, I don't mean that. That is, I...
Never mind. I forgive you.
Thanks. That's nice of you. I'll try not to trample you anymore.
Fine. Are you enjoying the voyage?
Enjoying... oh, yes, very much. Are you?
What? Oh, yes, I'm having a delightful time.
Oh, swell. Perhaps we might do some things together. Shuffleboard or quoit.
I'd love to sometime.
Hey, how about right now? I'm off to... I mean, I'm free just now.
Oh, no, thanks very much, but I have to go to the barber shop.
Barber shop? Your daily shave, no doubt.
No, I'm meeting a friend near there.
Oh. Well, soon then?
Very soon, I hope. Goodbye.
Well...
Good morning, Mr. Sniffen.
Good morning, Miss Fox. Good morning. Yes, yes, good morning indeed.
Now, how are you this morning?
Oh, terrible. Didn't sleep a wink. I read a mystery last night. The latest thriller by Hilary Fiend. Scared me so I couldn't sleep. Shaken like a leaf, shaken like a leaf.
Oh, poor Mr. Sniffen.
And the first thing I had to do this morning was shave the captain. I'm afraid I nicked him.
Where?
Right under the foghorn. that is, we were on deck.
Oh, dear. Being a ship's barber is no easy life, is it?
Oh, you've got to be pretty sharp, I can tell you, pretty sharp. Oh, by the way, Miss Sparks, you might as well call me Snips. Everyone else does.
Snips the barber. Oh. That's cute. And you must call me Nancy.
Why? Oh, I see. That's your name.
Yes,
I see, I see. A very nice name, too.
Thank you.
Now, let's see, Nancy. There's a call for you already today. Would you go up to A-deck, A-12, once his nail's done?
Right. Incidentally, who is A-12?
Oh, that's our band leader, that Guy Glenwood person.
Guy Glenwood? Did you say Guy Glenwood?
No, not Guy Glenwood. His name is
Glenwood. I know. Just wait till I grab my things and I'll be
over. There's not that much of a rush.
Oh, little do you know, friend. Little do you know. There, I think I have everything.
Come back as soon as you can, Nancy.
I will. Oh, and goodbye, Mr. Snip.
Come in.
Mr. Glenwood?
Well, if you're...
Oh, lovely morning, isn't it? Days like this always make me feel like singing. Don't they affect you that way? La, 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 la.
Listen, miss, if you
oh,
just...
Oh, you can't deny it, Mr. Glenwood. I can see that this weather brings out the musician in you, too. The whole world seems to sing on a day like this. La, la, la.
Listen, sister, will you please...
Oh, Mr. Glenwood, I can't help it. I've simply...
I'm not Mr. Glenwood.
Oh, you're not?
Not even slightly.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Why didn't? Look, you come in like a combination hummingbird and jukebox. I got no chance to tell you anything.
Well, who are you?
I'm with Glenwood's band. I play in it. I'm also his buddy, kinda. They call me Tuba.
Tuba? Does Mr. Glenwood have a tuba in his band?
Nah, they call me that on account of my pipes, my verse. In the band, I play the harp.
The harp? Oh, Tuba, that's lovely.
Yeah, well, I always say you can make a living with a harp if you're plucky.
Oh, well, I thought Mr. Glenwood wanted a manicure.
He does. He sent me in. I should tell you to wait here till he's finished rehearsing. You can hear them down the hall.
Yes.
He'll be in soon.
All right.
I gotta hurry back to rehearsal. The harp has a lot of notes in this next piece.
Guy Glenwood Stateroom. That Stardust they're playing. Oh, here's a copy of it on the piano. Let's see.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. A melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside a garden wall, when stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale. A paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, a memory of love's refrain.
But what? You ought to stay with the boys.
No, definitely Nick. Let them rehearse themselves a while. I've said enough for one morning.
But, boss, don't you think...
Who is this?
This is the manicure girl. The manicurist. She polishes nails.
Good morning, Mr. Glenwood.
Indeed.
My name's Nancy Sparks, and I'm very happy to meet you.
I'm sure I don't know why. However, let's get on with the nails.
Yes, sir. Will you sit here?
By the way, this thorn in my side is called Tuba.
I know. I've met him.
Did he tell you his joke about being plucky?
Yes.
You've met him.
Right hand, please. Oh, I'm so envious of you and Tuba.
Why?
Because you're musicians. You can spend your lives with beautiful songs.
Look,
and...
Genevieve, this is going to be a long cruise. We'll probably see a lot of each other. So I'll let you in on a little secret.
What?
I hate music.
You...
I hate music. I inherited a band from a friend of mine, and it's been a big success, but I hate music. Is that clear?
No. I mean, yes, sir.
I have to hear it when I work, and it almost drives me nuts. But I won't listen to it or talk about it any other time. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Anyone who even brings up the subject of music in my leisure hours is out. But definitely. Get it?
Yes, sir. You hate music.
Smart girl.
You never even want me to mention it?
No. Irrevocably, nix. Tuba, do those alley cats have to play so loud?
But, boss, you know this number. They're approaching a crescendo.
I tell you, it's all a man can do to keep his sanity around here.
Tuba, don't you think it's lovely?
Genevieve, does a doctor love an appendix? Tuba, tell those caterwauling Cherokees
but
to...
But, boss, the crescendo!
No, oh, no, no cotton for my ears!
S.S. Harmonia at sea. Gee, what she writing paper. Dear Peggy, well, we've been out a week now, and my progress is only fair. I've met Mr. Glenwood, but I've learned a horrible thing. He doesn't like music. Actually, he won't let anyone mention it to him in his spare time, and that's the only time I see him. I don't know yet how I'm going to bring up the subject of an audition, but I'll find a way. Incidentally, how did Ira take the news of what I've done? Speaking of men, you remember the one who stomped all over me the day we left? The one with the spaniel eyes? Well, we've become better acquainted, and he's nice. Really nice. His name is Chuck Piper, and although he thinks I'm just a passenger...
Her name is Nancy Sparks. Honestly, Fred, she's one of the nicest girls I've ever met. You remember her. I stepped all over the day we sailed. She doesn't know I'm a steward, and I don't think I'll tell her for a while. As for Guy Glenwood, I've met him. But so help me, Hannah, the fella hates music, and he won't let anyone mention it to him in his off hours. It's a tough nut to crack, but I'll get an audition with him somehow. Well, more later. Have to run now. Have a date with Nancy. Miss Sparks to you. Drop me a line soon. As ever, Chuck.
One, two, three, four, five.
Five? Five what?
This is the fifth day we've taken a walk around this deck.
Is it? Tempus Fugit.
Of course, it isn't as pretty as some of the upper decks.
Well, I can't go. That is, I really like this deck, don't you?
Oh, yes, I agree with you. That's just what I was about...
Wow. This way, Nancy. Come on.
Piper, one moment, please.
Around this ventilator. Quick.
But, Chuck, why are we going around?
Piper, are you trying to avoid me?
Not anymore, Chief. Not anymore.
Very well, then. I know you're off duty now, but the regular steward on B deck is ill, and I want you to help me out.
Steward?
Nancy, please. I can explain.
Not now, you can't. I'm in rather a hurry. Come along.
A steward?
Don't go away, Nancy. Wait right there on that spot. I can explain everything.
I advise you not to wait, miss. He won't be back for 6 1/4 hours.
Nancy. Nancy. Nancy, open up. You must listen. I've got to speak to you. Oh, Nancy, thank heaven you'll give me a chance to explain. I know you're angry, but if you'll just
Chuck,
let me...
Chuck, I'm not angry. I was just surprised when I found out.
Then you're not mad at me for being a steward?
Well, it would be pretty silly to be mad at someone because he works for a living.
Gosh, Nancy, you're a...
I'm a what?
Manicurist! Changing Miss Sparks. Manicurist.
Here I am, boy.
What? Well, Miss Sparks, Snips the barber says, would you please report to his shop? He wants to give you some instructions for this evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're the manicurist?
Now you know why I wasn't angry. Are you angry at me?
For doing the same thing I did? And even if I were angry at you, how could I be angry at you? I mean...
Yes, let me hear you clear that one up.
Nancy, look. Now that we're not trying to impress each other anymore, I'm working at the buffet table at the dance upstairs tonight.
And I'll be working in the powder room. Well, that's what Snips wants to see me about.
Well, you think you could meet me aft on B deck right after the first intermission?
I think I could. More than that, Mr. Piper, I know darn well I will. See you later.
Gee, it's corny, isn't it?
What?
Moonlight on the sea, boy and girl on a boat deck, a gentle breeze ruffling the girl's hair.
So she snuggles just a little bit closer, to keep warm, of course.
So corny.
Oh, but so nice.
Oh, listen, that tune Glenwood's band is playing, that says what I feel, Nancy.
Does it?
Mm-hmm. Like this. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean I find. Day by day, you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know. Lovely voice, Chuck. Thanks. You too. Nancy, I've got to tell you the whole truth about me. I'm not really a steward.
You're not?
Well, yes, I am, but I took this job only so I could get a chance to audition for Glenwood.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know it's hard to believe, but I did it. And I know he's death on singers, but if he hires only one more singer as long as he lives, that one's going to be Chuck Piper.
Piper!
Oh, Dad. Yes, sir?
Back inside at once, you're needed.
Coming, sir. Right away. Wait for me, Nancy.
Yes. All right. Gosh. He's after the Glenwood job. I'm after the Glenwood job. And we're both after each other. Oh, hold on to your hats, boys. We're off on the merry-go-round.
And there she is on the moonlit deck of the Harmonia, southward bound for the tropics. Our pal, Nancy, with her mind perplexed and her heart in high gear. Next week, more adventures of Nancy and Chuck.
For laughter and song and a story of love, be with us at the same time on the same station when the deep whistle of the SS Harmonia tells you we've brought you once more your passport to romance. Passport to Romance stars Mitzi Green as Nancy Sparks and Lawrence Brooks as Chuck Piper. The entire production is written and directed by Stanley Kaufman and is heard over many of these stations each week at this time. Music conducted by Sylvan Levin. Don Frederick speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.